Just one more clarification regarding the tagim that are on the otiyot. So the question is, first, we learned that otiyot chapnez gets, those are the letters that get the tagim. Now, on the letters, the sheen and the ayin and the tet and the tzaddi, they all have something in common. That on the left side of those letters, the sheen, they give a sheen, an ayin, a tet, and a zayin, the left side, has like a yud. The yud comes out of it. The sheen is like a yud on top. The ayin, the left side, is a yud. The zayin is a yud. These are the letters that have a yud that are coming out of it. The tzaddi as well. So now, where do we put the tagim? So on those letters, sha'atatz, we put it on the left side, on the yud that's coming out of the letter. And the halakha says we put three tagim. Preferably, they should look like the letter zayin, three small zayins. Mishnah Berurah says that if you put even three sticks, it's okay. But the chitrina, it should be like lashon gemara, ziyunim. Ziyunim is melashon zayin. Now, one halakha that should be clarified. It happens a lot of times that, let's say, you have on the first line a dalet, and beneath it, you have a letter that gets tagim. If the tag is going to be too long, it's going to go into the dalet, and it's going to make the dalet look like a head. So therefore, the sofrim have to be careful that when they're putting tagim, not only to make sure they get the letter right, but to look at the letters above it, to make sure that these tagim are not going into those letters to change the shunavdiyot. The same would be, for example, if you had like a chaf sofit, and the tag went up, you could turn into a kuf. So therefore, again, the tagim are vital, but one has to be careful to look not only at the letter, but at the surrounding letters as well.